Parmesan cheese. My troubles all started with Parmesan cheese, and they ended with Parmesan cheese. My life up to now has been one big cheese cycle.
The universe has always conspired to screw up Rigby John Klusner, the lovable gay teenage protagonist in Tom Spanbauer's warm coming-of-age tale, Now is the Hour.
After 17 years of breathing, I, Rigby John Klusner, do hereby declare there sure as hell are a few people I could live without.
Like his cult classic, The Man Who Fell in Love with the Moon, Now is the Hour is about finding yourself, and it's loosely based on Spanbauer's own life in Pocatello, Idaho, which gets an apology in the acknowledgments. Young Rigby John struggles at home with his virulently religious family while trying to escape the violent attacks of Scardino the Bully at school. He's also having an awakening about his sexuality in a small-minded town full of bigotry and homophobia. The characters in Now is the Hour are illuminated by Spanbauer's minimalist writing style, which involves the destruction of sentences, or as the author puts it, saying it wrong. Our protagonist begins the story right after his emancipation, when he's decided to stop being scared.
He's on Highway 93, somewhere between Reno and San Francisco, hitchhiking to San Francisco, and he's headed for the summer of love, but he doesn't know that yet. And the reason why he's out there really is because he's left his overly zealous Catholic mother and his laconic, kind of grumpy old father. And the small mores of the town of Pocatello. And he's leaving it all behind because really he's grown out of it. The story really, the profound story starts the day he's caught masturbating behind the barn, and his mother decides that for his soul, they have to do a novena to our Mother of Perpetual Help. It was about 5 o'clock. My chores were done and the sun was still up. I was leaning up against the barn in the sun, my bare ass against the warm red wood of the barn. I was slowly pulling on myself, feeling the deep grace of the earth and manure I was standing on coming up through me. I was just about ready. My breath was coming hard, when out of the blue the latch on the barn door turned. Then the squeak of the hinges of the old back door. Then the door was open, and there she was standing right there next to me in her red house dress, her plucked eyebrows, her pin curls and hairnet, the little lines around her starting around her mouth. Her almond-shaped hazel eyes looking down at me, down there, red and wet and poking up. My mother. Faster than you could say, mortal sin, Mom had closed the barn door. And there I stood with my pants down around my ankles, leaning up against the barn, cock ripping one long strand of cum down onto the dry cow manure. Just me and Tramp and the trapdoor to the underworld flung open inside my heart. I couldn't move. Really, I'm not exaggerating. I just fell over. Didn't try and catch myself for nothing. Just like a Roadrunner cartoon. One moment I was in one position standing up, the next I was in the same position lying down. The time between when Mom caught me and supper at 6 o'clock was an eternity. Everybody says eternity like it's just another word, but that day, that hour was an eternity. Something that was never going to end. And I didn't want it to end because the end meant I had to walk in the house and stand inside my mother's almond-shaped hazel eyes. All I wanted to do was smoke and smoke and smoke, but Dad's cigarettes were in the house, on the refrigerator. Plus, he would miss the cigarettes if I took more than one. Tramp, I said. Tramp, we're in big trouble. Tramp's orange face on his black dog face, his tongue went to hanging out. Tramp, I said. What am I going to do? Tramp got that look in his eyes. What the hell am I going to do? Tramp's paw went up, poking the air. I should have started hitchhiking right then, but I wasn't ready yet. It took almost 3 more years before I was ready for the road.
If you come to San Francisco,
Tom Spanbauer, so much of Now is the Hour is about being bullied. Were you picked on when you were a kid growing up in Idaho?
Boy, I sure was. I really was. Of course, there's my family. There was my father. There was the Catholic Church. And then I'd get on the bus to go 12 miles into town to the Catholic school. And there was all the Mormons and all the Indian kids on the bus. And I had to fight my way to school, and then I get to school, and there was Scardino, somebody like Scardino at St. Joe's, and hated me because, you know, I was kind of, you know, it was before there were nerds. I guess I was just a big nerd then, you know, but, you know, kids now at least have the comfort of having a name they can call themselves. I didn't even know what I was. And so I ran into a lot of, pretty much I could say that from 7 to 12 was, you know, pretty horrible time. Of course, isn't it for every person almost in their teen years, we're trying to form who we are and don't have a clue.
Your previous novel, The City of Shy Hunters, took you 10 years to write. How long did Now is the Hour take for you?
Well, I didn't want to have the bad reputation of taking 10 years to do a book, so I tried to turn around as fast as I could. After Shy Hunters, I really didn't know if I could write again. That book was just about killed me. And it's taken me 4 years, just a little over 4 years to do this book, and I'm really happy to be here to tell you about that.
The characters that you write about are so lovable, but their stories are so sad. What does it take in you to build, to write the kind of characters in a story like Now is the Hour?
Well, you know, I think you look at the human condition very closely, and we're all really bewildered and confused. We're set down here on this earth, and we don't know which way to go. We don't know what to do. We don't know where to go next. And bewilderment is the human condition, which I think can bring out a lot of anger. And really, I think underneath it all, there's a lot of sadness. So all I think I'm really doing is touching into my own sadness, which is everybody's. I think it was the Dalai Lama who said that when you meet someone, you look closely into their eyes and be kind, because within those eyes, a great battle is waging. And I think that's kind of the human, what's happening with all of us. And so I just go to that place inside of me and try to put that on the page.
Tom Spanbauer, thank you.
Thank you. Wonderful being here.
Tom Spanbauer's new book is called Now is the Hour. It's published by Houghton Mifflin. For This Way Out, I'm Brian Goebel in San Francisco.